I've got Makwe Masilela, who's the CIO of Makwe Fund Managers, who's going to be telling us about how markets perform today. Makwe, many thanks for your time this evening. Let's perhaps start with a general overview of performance. I noticed it was a little bit muted, both locally and globally.
Good evening to you and to your listeners. Yes, it was. And I think, you know, this is one of the, I mean, almost the last week of active trading, you know, and because as from next week, Monday internationally, and as from next week, Tuesday, you know, most people will be on leave. But it happens to be one of the busiest weeks because we've got the European Central Bank with the announcement, and bear in mind, it will be the first one for the new president, Christine Lagarde, and also we've got the U.S. Federal Reserve as well coming with their announcement. And on Thursday, we've got DC, the big one, which is the UK general elections. I mean, the elections coming up, and that will define what is going to be happening with Brexit, because should we get a clear win for Boris Johnson, then we know, you know, the path for Brexit. But should it be something else, a hanged parliament, then it's something else. And back home here, we've got our inflation numbers and retail sales. But I think what captured the most got the market busy today, it was the numbers coming out of China. The exports declined in November for the fourth month in a row, falling almost 1.1% year on year, compared to the market expectation of 1% expansion. And also investors focus is turning back to the prospect of that phase one trade deal. Remember the 15th of December deadline. We know the White House did mention that on Friday, saying both parties are almost close to a deal, but Donald Trump is prepared to walk away should certain conditions not be met, and definitely they will impose those additional tariffs come the 15th of December in the absence of a trade deal. And then China today said, listen, they are hopeful that they will be able to make a deal soon with the U.S. So the markets are paying their attention that with few days left to the 15th of December, what's going to be happening. So it got us busy, you know, on that front. And yes, by all means, we're still waiting to see those two central banks, what they're going to come up with. And I think the markets, hence we see most of them are being flat because we don't know how to react, you know. I mean, Friday was a bit negative. Today we get some positive news, and also the job numbers that, remember, we got on Friday, we managed to beat market expectations, and that emphasized the fact that the U.S. Federal Reserve, they don't have any reason to decrease interest rates anytime soon. So I think the market is at the mercy of those events. Hence, we see the market being where they are. I mean, I think we're only up 0.0%, you know, on the local market. So, yeah. And gold as well, you know, that it did manage to go up a little bit, you know, because the market or gold investors are hedging against the possible escalation in the U.S.-China trade dispute. And that's after falling almost 1.1% on Friday. And palladium, fortunately, continues to reach record highs, and all because people are worried about the supply part of things. And oil at some point was down 0.8% falling, you know, because at the back of that, the poor Chinese data showing that the exports continue to decline. And remember, that's the whole thing with the exports declining in China, confirms that China is really taking a strain when it comes to the current trade war with the U.S.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then let's take a look at some company news out today. We saw the Alexander Forbes results. I don't know what you thought. Do you think that that strategy is working well for them, focusing on acquiring and really refocusing the business to offerings outside of what it's been selling?
Too early to say, you know, but it's understandable for them to say it's working. Because remember, they should excite us. They should tell us all these positive things, especially after they've been having some bad years, you know, especially last year when you saw that the CEO resigned and seven or six other executives followed suit as well. But remember, these guys are operating in an environment because they're the biggest pension fund administrator. So now if you've got high unemployment, which pension funds are you administrating? If you've got lots of retrenchments, which pension funds are you administrating? So that continues to have an impact, you know, on them. But it's pleasing to see that they're saying that done with almost selling stuff, they're looking at acquiring small businesses. But they acknowledge that for them to make a serious impact, it means they should start acquiring serious business. And just to increase their operating income by 1%, not too bad. I mean, in this kind of economic conditions, any increase that you can make as a company, people will be happy about that instead of continuing to bleed cash. So let's give them a chance and see that is it really going to work. Because in my opinion, I think it's too early to say this, that it is working. It's a question of waiting.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a conversation with the CEO a little bit later, and he says something very interesting. What you've just alluded to there about pension funds is that people leaving their jobs to access their savings, and that is a worrying trend that's coming up there. And then Nedbank moving out of its operations in Malawi. Is this a sign that operating outside of South Africa is really tough at the moment?
You know, they're saying that Africa is not for the faces, so it's tough out there, you know, and tough in the sense that, you know, South African companies are used to a certain way of working, a certain way of having some regulations, a certain way of knowing that they can go and report their things, a certain way of knowing that there's some governance issues. So when you go out into Africa, some of these things are not yet 100% in place. They're still working on them, so it's not going to be easy, you know, for them to be able to tap into those markets. But you still get some African, South African companies who've managed to make it big in the continent. Take your likes of MTN, even though now and then they've got issues with regulators and get to be fined. But yes, it's a confirmation that things are not working out for them. Hence, they're pulling out, because if the guys were confident that, yeah, maybe we're making some losses, but if we put certain strategies in place, things should work out, definitely they will stay. But it shows that this is the last option for them, that, you know what, let's just cut our losses and go home.
Very interesting insights there. And I can't let you go, Makwe. Very briefly, your thoughts on the Stage 6 load shedding that we've just been plunged into by Eskom.
I think we need to start calculating the hours since the load shedding started on Thursday or Friday, whatever it was. Because remember, the first quarter, we had almost just more than 11 days of load shedding. And then that resulted in our economy shrinking by almost 3.1%. And so far, data that we've been seeing, it shows that the likes of manufacturing continue to struggle in the third quarter, and even the monthly numbers doesn't even show any improvement. So chances are, if it continues like this, then yes, we are definitely not going to have a nice fourth quarter. And maybe South Africa is very strategic to make sure that one quarter you are up, the second quarter you are down, so that you avoid the technical recession.
Yeah, no, very bleak outlook for our economy indeed. Makwe Masilela, CIO at Makwe Fund Managers, many thanks for your time and for giving us that update on the market performance today.